Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniker, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. His column Wonderland, addressing the unknowns of the action by the Department of Justice and FBI agents at the residence of the former President Donald Trump in these last days. Dan, a very good evening to you. Your paper did the favor of providing a link to the warrant that was executed on Monday, the 8th of August. And I read, as I have never done, from the warrant, Attachment B. It charges the searchers to find all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. And item C on detailing, any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. That's everything, isn't it, Dan? That's the whole presidency. And that means that golf scores or reviews of movies, anything in the possession of anyone at Mar-a-Lago is part of the search. This suggests to me that the more I read about this event, the less I feel that I know. Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Well, welcome to the club. And it is a very big club indeed. And everyone in this club is allowed to speculate or guess precisely what is going on. But that's about all we're able to do because there is no detail at all about what came out of the president's residence at Mar-a-Lago. And yes, the attorney general in his 5-minute no questions allowed statement last week said that the warrant was narrowly drawn. Obviously, it was not narrowly drawn. If it was said explicitly that they're able to pick up anything over the entirety of the Trump presidency, there's been a lot of discussion on television about the nature of search warrants and the way they're drawn up by the FBI. And there have been people on there, former federal prosecutors and so forth, saying they've been on hundreds of these things. You know what? That's all true, except this one's a little bit different. This is not somebody from the Cali drug cartel who they were searching. This is a former president of the United States. And certainly that has to count for something. I understand the phrase repeated over and over, no one is above the law, which is true. But what exactly is the law that is in question here? We don't even know that. Is it the Espionage Act? Does it have something to do with January 6th? Or is this a fishing expedition? On the face so far, it looks like a fishing expedition to try to find something, anything that can be rooted into a criminal investigation of the former president of the United States. So I really, just don't think the Department of Justice or the FBI looks particularly good under these circumstances, and apparently, especially under the circumstances of the last 6 years, when we had a lot of fishing expeditions, such as the Steele dossier involving Donald Trump. And here we are again with a lot else going on out there in the world, Taiwan, Ukraine, people in the United States trying to emerge from the pandemic, get their lives back in order. And suddenly we all have to pull over to the side of the road and try to figure out what's going on between the Department of Justice and Donald J. Trump in Palm Beach, Florida.
The Department of Justice under investigation means that we're looking at something that won't be quick. It's not going to be resolved like a baseball game in 9 innings. We have an election that's upon us, Dan. The people are to be asked in a few weeks' time to choose their future again. We have frequent elections, good for us. And this event, in addition to the January 6th investigation you mentioned, is overwhelming decision making. I mean by something that you suggest in your column, the passions have been inflamed, and that isn't a good condition to go to the voting booth. When you're excited or upset or angry, you don't make good choices. Is that something you heard from the Attorney General when he made his few remarks, or have you heard that from the Biden administration, now in charge of the election?
Well, not in the least. I mean, one would have thought that people in positions of political leadership in the United States would have some sensitivity to the political conditions or fevers coursing through the electorate. But the thing about this one is that the Democrats have convinced themselves that they have a particular interest in elevating Donald Trump in this way. My issue with it, I mean, there's no way to avoid politics. As the saying goes, politics ain't beanbag. But before this search, before this raid, before this got elevated into a question of whether there was going to be some criminal investigation of Donald Trump, politics were going on more or less as normal. Trump was engaged in our politics. He was out there participating in the primaries. He was supporting people, attacking people. That's what everyone does in politics. He's entitled to do that. Voters can make up their minds. But now we have a situation where the former president appears to be under attack by the Biden Justice Department. That may serve the interest of the Democrats, possibly, but I don't think, serve the interest of the country, which, as I was just saying, is trying to emerge from a very difficult period. The Fox News poll just indicated 75% of the public thinks the country is headed in the wrong direction. And now we are most likely heading into a midterm election that's going to be distorted by this Justice Department involvement with Trump. And it could indeed carry forward well beyond the midterms and drive forward into the presidential primaries heading into 2024.
Dan, if you had to say who is available to come forward and ask everyone to calm down and to no longer day-to-day headlines, what about this, what about that, what if, who would it be in Washington or anywhere? Is there someone we could turn to say, this is about our future, not about the events of early August?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. The extraordinary irony is that Donald Trump himself said last week that it was time to cool temperatures because things were getting too hot, and he was willing to talk to the Attorney General about that. You can interpret that any way you want. Maybe Trump was trying to get off the hook with the Justice Department, but that's the thing. They haven't talked to each other since June 3rd and the raid on August 8th. There seems to be no negotiation going on between Trump and the Biden Justice Department. You might expect Democratic senators to step forth under these circumstances. Usually you look towards members of the Senate to kind of rise above it and speak on behalf of the public good. But members of the Democratic Party are under such pressure these days from the progressives, from the left, as has been Attorney General Garland, that there doesn't seem much prospect of that. And look at the President of the United States. He doesn't say much of anything about anything anymore, other than when he's signing his $700 billion spending bill. So, fortunately, John, I think our politics is in kind of a really difficult position now. It's just we're gonna kind of let it rip. And I do have my concerns about whether this country's capacity for political rancor is limitless. I doubt that it is.
From The War, and again, I read the line that seems most strange to me. Any government and or presidential records created between January 20th and 2017 and January 20th, 2021, that's everything. That's the Trump presidency and the Department of Justice. Why? Daniel Henniger, Deputy Editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland. I'm John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.